standing in the corner of the observation area at Earls Colne Airfield, and I'm with Pete Sipple, whose amateur radio call sign is
M0PSX.
And we're raising awareness for the Essex Air Ambulance. How does amateur radio fit into that?
That's a very good question. This is the Air Ambulance Week. It's an international event, and a lot of amateur radio stations all around the UK and beyond are getting together for this particular event, mainly to raise awareness for the work that the Air Ambulance does. There is a competition for us radio amateurs to count how many of these stations we can work, but mainly it's about getting awareness and getting some of our guys to... Getting some of our guys to work to other amateur radio stations around the world and just raise awareness for the work that they do.
Now, I should point out, as you've probably just heard, we are actually at a live airfield. How far are we away from the Air Ambulance?
We're pretty much as close as you can get legally, I think. We are a gate and a short walk down the apron from the Air Ambulance, so probably about 50 feet. And when it takes off, you know about it, that's for sure.
As the plane has just demonstrated for us.
Absolutely. It can be a little bit on the noisy side, but we are really lucky. There's a lot of stations in the UK taking part in the Air Ambulance event, and we are one of the lucky ones. We are this close to the home of the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance.
And how far are you getting with the radio signals today?
Well, we've had some issues. We've certainly not got the best weather. The actual day weather here is okay. It's the sun weather, the solar weather conditions that have been causing us some problems. We've managed to talk around the county. We were getting a little bit despondent until we spoke to Maryland in the US, which I think was probably our best of the day so far. But we're hoping to get certainly around Europe and across the other side of the pond to the US as much as we can.
So how coordinated is this event? Are there other air ambulance stations around the UK putting on radio events like this?
Absolutely. There's a website that looks after all of the air ambulance stations in connection with this radio event. There are about 20 stations active at the moment. We've obviously got the Kent, the London and the East Anglia one are the near ones to us. But there's ones up in Scotland, there's ones in the Midland. And there is an air ambulance service for children's hospitals, as well as flying doctors in Australia have been taking part in previous years as well. So quite a few out there, and you get a number for the station. So we're station A015 is our number, and we're part of a big set of coordinated events to basically raise awareness for the Air Ambulance.
It's amazing that signal's coming all the way from just outside Washington, D.C.
That's the power of what we do with amateur radio, really, is that's a bit of wire up a fairly cheap fishing pole, a fairly basic radio and a car battery, and you can get around the world with just that minimal amount of wire up in the air, which is great fun. That's why the hobby's such an enjoyable thing, is you can do a lot of experimentation and talk to people all around the world.
And you're coming back for more on Sunday, I believe.
Yes, it's a whole week's worth of events. We've already done two operations for the Essex Air Ambulance. One more on Sunday. We're hoping for good weather locally and, of course, good solar weather so that we can get our signals even further.
And a visitor's welcome here at Earls Colne?
Absolutely, yes. Please do come along and see what we do if you've got an interest in amateur radio. Maybe you want to give it a try as well. We're quite happy for people to have a go on the microphone and send a what we call a greetings message to get used to the concept of it and just see what we do. And, of course, we're happy to help talk about how easy it is to get into the hobby as well.
OK, Pete, thanks very much. I'll let you carry on with making those radio contacts.
Absolutely. Let's see who else we can work.